Meseches Bachan Perek Yudbeit Mishnah Aleph. Four yom and mechutz kippurim. Ena cholkem bekatzim lachol la'aretz. It's 4 yom. If somebody was tame and had been tova, but does not yet have harav shemesh, sunset had not yet arrived. So therefore, he cannot yet eat kachim. And mechutz kippurim, if somebody was tame a tuma that required the korban to be brought, such as a zav or a mitzvah, and he had been tova and had harav shemesh, but his korban had not yet been brought, so he too cannot eat kachim until his korban is brought. If a kohen is 4 yom or mechutz kippurim, they do not take a chelik in the kachim that is being given out to the kohen from the kavod that were brought that day, even though they can eat that evening. As it's 4 yom, when sunset arrives, he will be able to eat kachim. And mechutz kippurim, as soon as his korban is brought, he will be able to eat kachim. Even so, since they cannot eat at the time that the kavod are being given out, they do not take a chelik in the kavod that are being given out to the kohen. As we learn from the pasuk, that only kohanim that are roi la'achila, that can eat right now, take a chelek in the kabbalas that are being given out. Onen, nogea ve'eno makriv, ve'eno cholek, lacholer. An onen is somebody who one of his kovas has died that day. And it's a karot, that there's a mitzvah to be mis'abo for that karot. In such a case, although he can touch kachem, but he cannot be makriv kachem, as an onen cannot be makriv kachem, nor can he eat kachem. And so too, he cannot be cholek, he cannot get a chelek in the kabbalas that have been given out to the kohanim, even though he can eat kabbalas that night. As min haTorah, an onen is only considered an onen the day that his karov died. But the following night, he no longer has a din of an onen, and he can eat kachem min haTorah. But the Rabbanah give him a din onen even the following night. Now, even though since min haRabbanah is an onen even the following night, so he can't even eat kachem be'erev. So why does the Mishnah say, Eino cholek lachol ha'erev? He cannot take a chelek in the korbanos, even though he can eat that night. But in the Rabbanah, he cannot eat kachem that night. So Mefarshim explains that there is an exception to that rule, which is Leil Pesach, he would be allowed to eat the korban Pesach. If the Rabbanah were mekel for an onen, who one of his korbanos died in Erev Pesach, to allow him to eat the korban Pesach that night. And just like he can eat the korban Pesach, so too he can eat other kachim. So therefore, this Mishnah is referring to Erev Pesach, that an onen, even though on Leil Pesach he can eat the korban Pesach and other kachim, but he cannot take a chelek of the korbanos that have been given out to the kohanim on Erev Pesach. Since on Erev Pesach itself, he cannot eat korbanos. Bali mumen, bain bali mumen kavuin, bain bali mumen oifrim. Cholken v'ichlin, avu lo makrivim. A kohen with a mum, whether that mum is kavua, it will never heal, or whether it's over, a mum that will eventually heal, he takes the chelek and the korbanos that are given to the kohanim. He's allowed to eat korbanos, but he's not allowed to be makriv. He cannot do avoda in the Beis Hamikdash. V'chol she'en aroi la'avoda eino cholek b'basar. Anybody who is not fit to do avoda in the Beis Hamikdash would not take a chelek in the basar korbanos that has been given out to the kohanim, with the exception, of course, of a baal mum. A baal mum, even though he cannot do avoda, he does take a chelek and can eat their korbanos. So the pasuk says, v'chol zachar b'bnei aron yochlenu. Any male from the sons of Aaron can eat korbanos, and Chazal tells us this comes to include bali mumen, that they have a right to eat korbanos. V'chol she'en lo b'basar, ein lo ba'oros. Any kohen that is not fit to take a chelek in the basar, the korbanos, so too would not get a chelek in the oros, the hide from the olos that are given out to the kohenim, as since he cannot get the basar, he also cannot take a chelek in the oros. Afilu tamei b'shazrikas damim. Even a coin that was tame at the time of the Zrikas Dama the Korban, but was torn at the time of the Hekter Chalavim, even so, he would not take a chelek in the basar. And who had been if it was vice versa, that he was torn at the time of the Zrikas Dama, and he was tame at the shot hekta chalavim, he became tame in the interim, he also would not get a chelek in the basar. And the Mefarshim tell us, even if he was tar, both b'shat zrikas hadam and both b'shat hekta chalavim, just he became tame in between, and he immediately became tar before the hekta chalavim, even so, he would not get a chelek in the basar, as the pasuk says, a coin that is right to be makriv, and to be zarek the dam from the shlamim, and to be makdu the chelev, a coin from the ben aron, he would get the shok hayamin as his portion, and the shok is one of the portions that is given to the kohanim from a shlamim, but a coin that is not right to be makdu the dam, or to be makdu the chelev, he would not get a chelek in the shuk hayamin. And Chazal tell us that he has to be tar from the time that the Zrikat Adam is done until the time of the Akhtar's Chelev. If he became Tameh in the interim, even though he became Tar before the Hector Chelev, he would not get a Chelek in the Korban. So, the Bacham Paragi Beis, Mishnah Beis, Kosu Lezacham is Be'ak Bifsara. Lo Zachu Hakonim Ba'ura. Shenemar Olat Ish. Olah Sha'osol Ish. We saw in the previous mission that not only do Kohanim take a Chelek in the Basar of Korbanos, but they also take a chelek in the ore and the hide of certain korbanos. The Mishnah tells us that any time the mizbeach of Adoch and the basar of the korban, meaning to say that there was a psul in the korban before the zrikat adam, for example, the korban was nishchat with the machshava chuslus mana or chutum koma. In such a case, since the mizbeach was never rubbed to have the basar of the korban put on it, the kohen would not be zocha in the ore of that korban, as the pasuk says, olas ish. And Chazal went out from there. Only an Ola shall also on Mizbeach b'shvil ha'ish that brought that korban, in such a case, the Kohanim would take from the Or. But an Ola, which there was a psul before Zrika that the basar was never right to be put on the Mizbeach, the Kohanim would not take a chelek in the Or of that korban. Now the Rambam says, when do we say that if there was a psul in the korban before Zrika that the Kohanim would not take a chelek from the Or? That's only if the hefshit was not done yet. The ore was not stripped from the behemoth at the time the psul happened to the korban. But if the hefshit was done before the psul, then in such a case the kohen would take a chelek in the ore, even though the psul was before zrika. Ola shenishchata shelo lishma, an ola that was nishchat with the machshevet shelo lishma, the person who did the shechita had in mind that it's a different korban, not an ola. In such a case, Abba Pish lo also labalim, ora lakonim. Even though this korban is not also labalim, meaning to say, the balim who brought this korban was not yotzei his chov with this korban. And that is a din by all korbanos except for a chatos and a pesach. That if it's nishchat shelo lishma, the korban is kosher, but the balim is not yotzei his chov with this korban, he would have to bring a different korban. Still, the or goes to the kohanim, as since the basar goes on the mizbeach, as a korban is kosher, the kohen would take a chelek in the or of that korban. Echad ola se'ish, ve'echad ola se'isha, or resam, the kohenim. Whether the ola is brought by an ish or an isha, it doesn't make a difference. The kohen would take a chelek in the or. Even though the pasuk says olas ish, Chazal learn out, then olas isha also, the kohen would take a chelek in the or.